God never sugarcoats it. Does he tell us straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. Right off the bat, I want to welcome all the new listeners who are tuned in to 95.5 and Rock 105, also part of the Black Diamond Group Broadcast Company, along with 98.5 WUPS. Welcome to the show. And if you're just tuning in, let me tell you a little bit about myself and the show itself. This is a law show. We're an hour show. We typically were running from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. over the past 4, 5, 6 years on 98.5 UPS, another Black Diamond Group station. Now, we're starting the show from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So there's no excuse if you're just waking up, getting ready for church, if you're getting ready to go out to the fields, doing some directional drilling, going out, sailing, you know, in the bay, whatever it is you're doing today, shredding a single track trail, going to Jay's Sporting Goods, it does not matter. There's no excuse not to now be tuned into the show because we're coming an hour earlier as you're just waking up and getting ready, unless you're getting off work. So who am I for the new listeners? Born in Detroit, 52 years of age, went to Berkeley High, class of 1983, Berkeley Bears. After Berkeley, went to community college, Oakland Community College. Then Central Michigan University, graduated in 1988, fire up chips, before heading back to Detroit to the Detroit College of Law. Getting out of Detroit College of Law, 1992, setting up a criminal defense law practice in Metro Detroit for 12 years. I crisscrossed the counties. I was in Wayne County, Oakland County, Macomb County, Livingston County, Genesee County, practicing criminal defense, specializing also in driver's license restoration. But let me take you retro back to my youth in the 80s and late 70s. I, like a number of you who were from Metro Detroit back then, were hanging out at all the clubs on the east side. Harpo's, the Ritz, Linolte's, My Place, and before that, Spanky's and the Premier Center. We were all over the place. We were just, you know, hanging on the weekends, going to watch all the hair bands at the Ritz and Harpo's. It was a great time. After 12 years of practice in law in Metro Detroit, I got completely fried, relocated to Central Michigan, where I now practice criminal defense, still specializing in driver's license restoration. I practice from Central Michigan all the way to the far corners of the UP, also specializing in everything cannabis. I am a huge advocate. I support MI Legalize. I support the end of federal prohibition against cannabis, and I'm all for removing it from Schedule 1 together with hemp out of Schedule 1. It's ridiculous. We'll talk about that later on in the show. And by the way, folks, we have a huge show for you today. I'll get to that in a moment, who's coming on the show. Wait till you got to stay tuned into this. In addition to being an advocate for everything cannabis and hemp, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in country before politics. This show does not get involved in politics. You will not hear me talk about Republicans, Democrats, or independents. You will hear advocacy on behalf of our Second Amendment rights, our constitutional rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment, your right not to incriminate yourself, your right to remain silent, which you should use. You have the right to remain silent, so by God, use it. So you'll hear me advocate for the people on behalf of the people. Send your emails to centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com, centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. We've been shredding the airwaves on 98.5 WUPS for a number of years, 100,000 watts strong, and I'm stoked that we're now on Rock 105 and 95.5, shredding another 100,000 watts, bringing this show, an entertaining, informative show, to a whole new audience. And I love Rock 105. Love Cartman, Jay Roberts, Sam Lee, NASCAR Steve. I love all those. I love listening to Rock 105. I'm always tuned into 98.5 also, another great radio station, together with all the other stations in the company, including The Bear and Easy 106.3, 92.1 The Twister, Big Country. I support all of the Black Diamond Broadcasting stations. So I appreciate you tuning in. If you like the show, you can catch all of our shows on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean, so it's free. If you like the show, you could, after the show, not during the show, I have a lot of show to get to, go ahead and go on iTunes and subscribe to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. That's right, folks, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Now, look, huge show today. Coming up in the show, every week I have an update on what's going on across the country with hemp. I got a hemp update. I'm always updating the listeners about the status of the Facilities Licensing Act throughout the state of Michigan, as the laws have changed, and I have some updates regarding where some of the townships stand and some advice for those of you out there who will be and are seeking licensing in this industry, huge industry. I also have one of my dear friends, one of the best attorneys that I've ever come in contact with, both on a personal, professional level. I send a lot of business to Mr. Devine. Attorney John Devine, out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, albeit he practices all over the state, will be joining the show in segment 2, 3, and 4. You do not want to miss the show that's coming up with Mr. John Devine. And John is a trial attorney specializing in the areas. He's done criminal, very specialized in oil and gas, family issues, real estate, corporate work. John has some great stories to tell you. Wait to hear this. Wait to hear John. Also, opening the show today with Mandatory Metallica, Halo on Fire. Halo on Fire. And for those of you who are just tuning into the show, last week I had an issue when I woke up in the morning with Helen Reddy, and I finally got that song out of my head and made sure that it was Mandatory Metallica all last Sunday, and I'm still on Mandatory Metallica, and I thought I'd open up the show joining Rock 105 and 95.5 with Halo on Fire from Metallica's new album, one of my favorite songs, and I can't wait to see Metallica in Metro Detroit this summer. That's right. I'm a law show, but I've always wanted my own rock show, Todd's Rock Block, right here on 95.5, 105, 98.5, but I am a law show. All right, look, I have a complaint. Each show, you'll often hear me complaining about something, and this is something I think all of you can relate to out there. I'm on my way to the studio today, and again, the mothership. I'm in a green field in the middle of the mitten, but before I got here today, of course, I woke up, hop in my truck. I was a little under half a tank, and I like to keep my tank full in case I have to bug out. That's right, folks. I'm always prepared to bug out, and that's a whole nother show, whole nother topic, whole nother podcast. But I pull into a gas station, and you know, I exit my vehicle, put my card. I'm not going in, but I put my card in. I lift the pump off the handle into the gas tank. As soon as I do so, I hear a female voice right over my shoulder, which shocked me right away. I'm jumping like, whoa, I didn't see a female when I pulled up. What is that? Okay, folks, hear me out on this one. I feel when you're at the gas pump, and John's in studio. John, folks, I feel when you're at the gas pumps, at least for myself, it's a moment of reflection, okay? I like to reflect when I'm at the gas pump. You know, either you've been going all day, you're just starting your day. It's one of those few places where you can actually have peace and quiet other than vehicles pulling up and leaving. You don't have to listen to the news. You don't have to listen to the Republicans and Democrats tearing each other's throats. You don't have to, you know, get any updates on your phone device. You don't have computers or phones going off. You're just getting out of your vehicle and it's time to reflect. I can't take it anymore with all these TVs at all these gas stations. I mean, I just want to go back to the days when you're pumping gas. It said, buy one coffee, get the second one half off. I need time to reflect. I don't want videos of who scored what last night in what game or in fact, when I was at the station this morning, you want to know what was playing? The Kardashians. that I don't know what were they playing, the E-Channel, does gas stations up in Mid-Michigan? You got to be kidding me. I don't know anybody in Mid-Michigan or Upper Michigan. Sorry, folks. I know I'm going to offend some of you out there who watches the Kardashians. I don't need to be hearing the Kardashians yapping at their lips while I'm pumping gas. For me, it's a moment of reflection. There you go, folks. Time to reflect. I'm totally against these TVs, these streaming video at gas stations. No more. I'm going to contact my legislators and tell them to get rid of that. And I'm going to talk to John about that, because how many times throughout the day do you actually get to reflect on what's going to happen, where you're going, what you just did, and what you're about to do? And I darn well don't need it done, you know, interference now at the gas pump. So that's my complaint here. I'm stoked to be on the radio, blaring out, shredding the airwaves on Rock 105, 95.5, and 98.5 WUPS. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And when we come back from break, we're going to be joined by attorney John Devine from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We'll be giving out John's number throughout the show. Don't go away. We have a word from our sponsors. Make sure you tip the wait staff, and we'll be right back.
This halo on fire.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Halo on Fire, Mandatory Metallica right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Once again, welcoming all the new listeners in the Rock 105 95.5 listening area, which is 100,000 watts strong, pushing it out there all over the Mitten State and across the bridge. That's right. It's not just us trolls listening to the show. It's people who are literally from the UP, otherwise known as the Superior State up there. Also, big shout out to all my SIGEP fraternity brothers in the Traverse City area. We got Paul Bonacini. I love Bono. Bono was the president of SIGEPs when I joined in 1984. Always looked up to Paul. If you know Paul, tell him I said that I miss him and I hope to see him soon. Jeff Hughes, call him Hubie. Jeff was from TC. My buddy Brian O'Boyle, otherwise known as Townie. Brian and his family are also from the TC area now. And my former roommate, Patrick Lamb Lambo, who's the principal, by the way, of the Traverse City Tech High School. So those are my four SIGEP brothers up there in TC. Hope everybody's having a great morning. Also, I just want to bring something up. Later in the show, I'm going to be doing an update on hemp and cannabis, and not only across this country, but the state of Michigan. But I often watched shows such as Gold Rush. I love Parker Schnabel. I just like saying Parker Schnabel. I also love The Deadliest Catch. Often you will hear the captains on The Deadliest Catch saying that they're on the crab. Well, I have a new saying that I'm on the canna. That's right. Right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, not only am I annoyed when I pull up to gas pumps by the TV screens playing or the streaming video, but I'm on the canna 24 hours, 7 days a week here to provide you with information and advocacy. Hey, let's get right to my special guest today. I want to welcome to the show an attorney who I feel is, you know, just above all others in our profession. He's amazing at what he does, and he's a good friend. And John Devine, welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hey, Todd, glad to be inside the mothership.
John, it's so good to have you in the mothership. And we've been talking about having you on the show for at least the last 2 years.
I've dodged you for a long time.
You have, and I finally cornered you and said, John, can you please come on my show? Especially now that we're on these new stations. It was really special to me that you came on the show. We're going to give out your number throughout the show, John. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I'm sort of a reverse of the Todd Levitt machine. I was born in Mount Pleasant, went to law school in Detroit, worked in a big firm for a while, and then I decided that it took too long to get to Walloon Lake from Detroit on Friday nights, which is where my family has had a lake house for years, best place on earth, right within the heart of your listening area. And I'm privileged to be on your first venture with the Expanded Network. After 5 years, I came back home, so to speak, and I've been practicing ever since in Mount Pleasant, in a variety of areas.
And those areas include, you're a trial attorney.
Primarily, that's my practice.
The one thing that distinguishes you, in my opinion, I've been practicing for 23 years. I practice in Metro Detroit, as you have. I have been around thousands of attorneys. The one thing about you, John, that stands out above the rest is you are just, one, you're, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting in front of me, you're brilliant. You not only do you know the law, you know how to interpret case law, and your writing skills are unbelievable, but your presence in the courtroom, I've watched you go to trial. I've watched how you pick a jury, how you argue your client's position, how you file motions. I've seen this firsthand, and you do not back down. You are one of those attorneys who, and I like to think I'm like that in regards to the area I practice also, but you are so aggressive. There's so many passive people out there in all different professions, but you, John, you just are just a tiger out there, and I have so much respect for you, and you practice criminal, oil and gas, family, real estate, and corporate law, correct?
That is correct. Your comments actually are sort of like the kettle calling the pot black. Kudos to you on the same grounds.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, you were sitting in studio during the first segment. I feel that when you're at the gas pump, it's a time of reflection. It's one of the few times left we have to reflect. Do you feel me on that?
Well, I didn't go nuts like you did in the first segment, but it seems like you ought to find enough solace and reflection right here in the mothership. However, I predate you. I'm older than you are. I can remember when we didn't even pump our own gas. So we sat there reflecting while someone else did it.
What, did that actually happen?
They see, you don't even know. I can remember when a local guy owns a bunch of stations was telling me that pretty soon you're going to have to pump your own gas. He said, what are you going to do about that? I said, I'll have to buy a horse.
By the way, speaking of horses, I'm proud to say that more Amish people listen to the Todd Levitt Law Show than at any other law show. Well, I stuck a debit card or a credit card in the gas, gas thing there outside my truck. But afterwards, I went into the station to speak to the attendant. It was a nice lady, and I wanted to at least ask her, you know, or inform her that it was too loud. Could she turn the volume down? And, you know, when I spoke to her, I'm honest to goodness, it's like there was a light on, but she wasn't home. I mean, it reminded me of a song from the 80s, you know, the light is on, but you're not home. I mean, there was just a blank stare. She had no idea what I was talking about. And I walked in her, John, and said, hey, listen, I'm on the way to the studio. You took away my moment of reflection. Can you turn down the volume on that streaming video out there? So anyway, that's my story there. But I'm really happy to have you in studio. Look, you're a trial attorney. You have a great story in regards to rabbits, which I think rabbits got lucky with the cutest DNA, by the way. How did they get so lucky with that DNA?
Yeah, well, I learned sort of by accident that there are 47 different breeds of rabbit. I had a client come to me with some other business, and eventually she came in because she raised mini lop rabbits. And you can tell by the description, they've got big ears.
And there's actually this, you have a case, or you had a case that involves a hobby clubs that involve rabbits.
Absolutely.
Tell the story. This is so interesting.
Well, part of the reason the lady came to see me, she'd been an officer in this rabbit club, and rabbit breeders are passionate. And I came to learn that in short order.
And rabbits do breed.
I heard that they did, and I've seen it firsthand, Todd.
Another show, John, another show.
All right, I digressed. In any event, there was in this case, it turns out that some of the members from a previous club who had lost their charter because they stole the treasury.
So you're saying there's hobby clubs and there's rabbit hobby clubs.
There's hobby clubs that involve money. That's just like much else in life.
What's it called? Can you say the name of this club?
It's the American Mini Lop Rabbit Club. And there are 47 clubs around the country that operate under the auspices of the American Rabbit Breeders Association. In any event, the club was being divided by people who wanted to throw out the officers. So I was hired to try to calm down some disputes over an election. It took some time to do that, but we succeeded in keeping the same officers in place. About a year later, the club came back to me because some group in the club, we called them terrorists, were trying to, again, oust the sitting president, and they did so by suspending his membership, which they thought would preclude him, as it would under the rules, from running for re-election, and then they could take over the club and the treasury again.
Who knew? We're talking rabbits. I know people hunt rabbits, but we're talking, are these show rabbits, like the best in show with the dogs?
The passion arises from going to shows all over the country and exhibiting your rabbits, getting certificate for best in show, and then selling your rabbits and making money on your hobby.
Wow. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt. We're broadcasting each and every Sunday morning right here on Black Diamond Group stations, 98.5 WUPS, Rock 105 and 95.5. Stoked to be bringing the show to you 1 hour earlier now from 8 to 9 a.m. If you miss any portion of the show or you just tuned in, you can catch dozens of our shows already for free on podcast, iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud. We're joined in studio today at the mothership with trial attorney from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, John Devine. We're talking about rabbits. And let me give out John's number. You're going to want to write John's number down. Look, if you ever took any advice from me in regards to which attorney you should hire, if you have an issue, I just said a lisp there. It's John Devine, 989-773-3333. That's 989-773-3333. We're talking to Mr. Devine here about rabbit clubs. So what happened, John?
Eventually, we decided to start a lawsuit in order to keep the president and the other officers in place. That required suing the terrorists who lived all over the country.
The big organization, the umbrella organization.
Not yet. First, okay. We sued the individuals who were causing the trouble. And because two of the members actually lived in Isabella County, despite the fact all the others lived in California and elsewhere, we were able to file suit in Isabella County and play on our home court, which served our advantage. So we did. We were able to keep jurisdiction there, a place to sue that the others contested. We ended up facing Dykem, a law firm out of Lansing, which was hired by this group of terrorists. They went to the Court of Appeals to try to get the case thrown out, and we prevailed in the Court of Appeals. There were a lot of legal maneuverings that went on in the meantime. For example, the law firm claimed I didn't have authority to sue on behalf of the club.
We're talking a club that participates in a hobby of rabbits.
That's absolutely right.
Show rabbits.
Right. But their passion.
So we're talking, they breed rabbits and they go to shows. And I mean, and let me just deviate for a moment. What exactly, because obviously you learned everything about this, I'm putting you on a spot here. I've seen rabbits running across fields. My German shepherds chase rabbits, and I've never hunted rabbit. I've tasted rabbit at some wild game dinners that some of my friends put on. I don't necessarily care for rabbit. To me, a rabbit is like a bird. They all look alike. I can't tell a rabbit from a rabbit. In fact, if you're a rabbit trying to date another rabbit, it looks like yourself. How do you pick a rabbit?
Talking blasphemy here.
How do you show a rabbit? I mean, oh, look at those cute ears. I mean, look at how it hops. What makes a rabbit different from other rabbits? We are a law show, by the way. We're talking about a lawsuit, folks.
Right. Doesn't sound like we're talking about law. Obviously, ears with many lops is an issue. Coat. It's sort of the rabbit version of the Westminster Kennel Club, and it goes on all over the world, which I didn't know.
I'm fascinated by the story. We have to go to break. When we come back from break, we're going to continue talking to attorney John Devine. Let me give out John's number again. It's 989-773-3333. My dear friend John Devine is literally, if I had to list attorneys on my right hand, you know, the top five, John is number one. No joke, folks. I mean, I have so much respect for this gentleman who's on my show. If you have issues, criminal, family, real estate, corporate, big time in oil and gas also, give John a call in Mount Pleasant. Tell him you heard him right here on the Todd Levitt Law Show. When we come back from break, don't go away. We have some hemp updates, some cannabis updates, because I'm on the canna. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This halo on fire.
Ah!
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting from the Black Diamond Group Mothership, shredding the airwaves this morning on Rock 105, 95.5, and as always, the home ship, 98.5 WUPS, all part of the Black Diamond Broadcasting Group of stations. And thank you, Norm and Mike, and everybody out there, Cherie, who makes these stations tick, and especially all the workers at all the stations. And big shout outs to Cartman, Jay Robert, Sam Lee, NASCAR Steve, and everybody at Rock 105 and 95.5. Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, from my home station, Tammy, Nikki, everybody who, Steve, everybody who does a great job just providing all you listeners with, you know, outstanding music 24 hours, 7 days a week, and some of these great shows like my show, the Todd Levitt Law Show. I'm a criminal defense attorney out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, specializing in driver's license restoration and everything cannabis. For those of you who are just tuning in on the new stations for the first time, I'm on the canna. I have a hemp update coming at the end of the segment. We're talking with attorney John Devine out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and we're talking about rabbits. John, we were talking in the last segment how a local rabbit club ended up in a lawsuit because of why.
Well, I think I should hop on with the story here.
Hop on with the story.
Eventually, this case ended up in the Court of Appeals over rabbits.
But let's reset the issue. What was the issue?
The issue was certain people in the club were trying to overthrow the officers and take over the treasury.
In a local rabbit club.
Correct. In a chartered rabbit club.
Why are they fighting? What were the issues?
It became ego, and everyone's guessing out there, the second part is money.
It's always about money.
It is always.
And so how did the story end up?
Well, at first we sued the individuals, and eventually, after going to the Court of Appeals and keeping the case intact, we worked out a settlement where they were thrown out of the club, which will bring peace to that club, and they paid a chunk of change so that the club could go on and have harmony.
So
that was a success.
So they're in a rabbit club, and members of the e-board in a rabbit club, the membership wanted to remove certain members.
Correct.
And in order to do so, you filed a lawsuit to remove them.
Well, in essence, they held a meeting to try to take over the club by throwing out the president. They did that not according to the bylaws, so we challenged that. We got him back reinstated, and that led us to be able to then shut the ship straight again and keep the club going forward and retain the treasury, which was important.
And you took the case up to the Michigan Court of Appeals.
We went to the Court of Appeals on that. While the case was going on, we decided and found out that the National Breeders Association was in bed with the instigators, so we sued them. And we were able to keep the case and keep them in Isabella County as well. That case went to the Court of Appeals, and we just settled recently with them. They paid a chunk of change, and they've issued a publication saying they're going to leave us alone and support only us. So we think we were going to keep our passion, and we had a successful result.
I'm excited to hear that there's a passion about rabbits. And if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, joined in studio, hot on the mic with my good friend, attorney John Devine. You can reach John at 989-773-3333, 989-773-3333. We're talking about rabbits here. John, let me get to a quick hemp update for the listeners. And for those of you, again, just tuning in, together with our 20 Amish and all the Mennonite listeners and friends and family, we appreciate you tuning in. Always stay tuned in. I'm an advocate. I think it's absolutely, John, ridiculous that both cannabis and hemp are a Schedule I drug. I've been defending the Medical Marijuana Act from its inception. And by the way, folks, go on Facebook and check out Jeff Irwin. Jeff Irwin is our state of Michigan House of Representative. He has been on the show. He was termed out, but he's leading a citizens initiative to put recreational use on the ballot in 2018. So just Google Jeff Irwin. You'll see what he's doing. He's unbelievable. He's an unbelievable advocate. But the state of Kansas, the House of Representatives are voting whether to authorize the state to license growers to plant industrial hemp. Now, hemp has been around for tens of thousands of years. They say the Constitution was written on hemp. It's in dozens and dozens of products. But this is my issue. How is hemp equal to heroin? I just can't understand. Or cannabis is similar to heroin. I can't understand the logic. People are dying all over the country of overdosing on heroin. And I mean, you can't compare the two. But the opponents in Kansas to passing the ability for licensed growers to grow industrial hemp is that they feel that it should first go to the universities, and all the grants and money should go to universities to study hemp before it's legalized. How in the name of whatever, John, when hemp is being grown in 30 countries, it's been around for how many centuries, and the states, the sovereign states in this great country of ours, feel that there needs to be research and study done to determine if hemp is useful and healthy. What is that?
I think those Midwestern states are going against a rising tide, so eventually the message is going to be carried through without question. It is a rising tide, and it's the time and the day and the age.
It is. And how about allowing all those farmers or families who have fed, you know, individuals like you and I and our families for generations, have the ability to continue to support their families and grow a crop that has so many uses, not only in the automotive industry, but all over the place. I mean, that's my passion. So I wanted to talk about Kansas. You know, they're trying to vote to allow it to happen. Michigan needs to get on board, and I'd like to see that happen. John, let's get back to some of the cases that you've handled in the past and currently handle. You got some great stories.
Well, once in a while, you get a case that not only proves successful, but gives gratification for what you've done. A few years ago, when I was looking for some business, a friend of my parents came by. She had a son who was developmentally disabled, and he had passed away. She'd worked her life in taking care of those individuals. And she said she just heard that you could build a house for a group home, and she wondered if we could look into it. Well, little did we know that after about 3 years of work, we reached that goal. Along the way, we had to raise some money and go through the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, well known to some of the people because they offer housing subsidies, among other services. In any event, we formed a nonprofit corporation, Central Michigan Nonprofit Housing. It exists to this day. And this woman, her name was Irene, was going to call the home Happiness House because she was going to live there, take care of these kids, and they were just all going to have a happy place. We thought it was a wonderful idea.
Okay, let me reset this for the listeners. So years ago, sometime in the past, you knew a lady,
right,
who had a child who was mentally disabled.
Developmentally disabled, had Down syndrome.
And the mother passed away?
No, this child.
The child passed away.
Sure, and her passion became trying to build a group home, sort of in his honor, to perpetuate in his memory, taking care of similar kids.
And you undertook this cause.
We did. We decided to do it. Just as a highlight, this woman happened to have helped me surprise my parents on their 25th wedding anniversary, so we had a bond there as well. But we had to go through the state of Michigan. We had to show we had money. We had to form a corporation. She ran bake sales. We had canned goods sales. We got a few donations. We had to come up with 10 grand. We scraped that together over a period of time, and the state agreed to speak with us. So we went down to meet with the state, took the mayor, took the local newspaper, took a couple prominent citizens, and sat down with the government. They said, what are you going to call the place? She said, we're going to call it Happiness House. And they said, you can't call it Happiness House because that sounds like a halfway house for hookers.
Back to the rabbit story. I'm sorry. Rabbits, they procreate. I mean, appropriate timing. But you can't call it Happy House. Someone from the state said that?
They said it, and it absolutely caught us by surprise. We had no backup plan whatsoever. So I thought maybe Irene would say, let's call it Michael's House, which was the name of her son, and would have been perfect.
Appropriate.
Instead, she looked at me and she said, boy, John's done a lot of work. Let's call it Divine House. And they looked at me and the state said, you can't call it Divine House because he's not dead.
What is being deceased have to do with naming a house?
Apparently, those were the rules. In any event, Irene decided to dig in. She said, you call it what you want. We're going to call it Divine House. She could have dug her heels in on Happiness House, but she didn't.
What? And where was this house to be built or to take place?
We were
Isabella County?
In Mount Pleasant, sure. Right. We were looking for a $450,000 loan. In any event, we came back to Mount Pleasant, and we got a letter from the state, and the letter said, "Dear Mr. Devine, regarding Mount Pleasant mental retard number 568, back in those days, it was somewhat acceptable. The state used it as their language. Nowadays, it's taboo to everybody, rightly so. In any event, we wrote back in response regarding Devine House. They wrote back the next time regarding Mount Pleasant MR number 568. We exchanged letters for about a year. We finally got approval. We went down for the final closing. They had a budget and approval in leather-bound issues. We opened it up, and it said Devine House.
Yes.
I swear to God, Irene and I both teared up.
Is it still there today?
It exists in Mount Pleasant. It has grown. We've graduated some people from the homes into independent apartments. Irene has passed away since. Her daughter's running the operation now, and there are kids now. I call them kids, who are damn near my age. They come into the store and see me now 30 years later, come up and say hi to me, and they're living in independent apartments, have jobs.
John,
the system works.
I mean, you know what? Kudos to you for having the advocacy, the passion to step outside of what you do on a daily basis and to make a difference. It's still there today, the Devine House, and that's an awesome story. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, what took you so long? And if you're just tuning in because and you're listening on Rock 105 or 95.5, you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I've been shredding the airwaves on 98.5 UPS, part of the Black Diamond Broadcasting Group of Stations, for a number of years. I'm now shredding Rock 105 and 95.5 every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. If you miss any part of this show, catch us on iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud. It's a podcast. It is free. In the upcoming weeks, we have huge shows planned for the listeners. Each and every week, we'll have a canna update, a hemp update. We'll have John Devine back on the show. John, you'll come back. We're not done with the show. We have another segment, so don't go away. But you'll come back. You agreed to come back from time to time, correct?
I absolutely will.
One of my favorite attorneys, you can reach John at 989-773-3333. I'm criminal defense attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Central Michigan University, Fire Up Chips, born in the D, raised in the Mitten, broadcasting from the mothership. We have to go to break. When we come back with Halo on Fire, by the way, Mandatory Metallica, all day for this attorney, Mandatory Metallica. By the way, I'm heading up to J Sporting Goods today after the show. I'm going to have that rabbit story in my head all day today. Then I have to head up to TC with my fat bike because I'm going to be shredding the Vasa Trail up there in Traverse City. You go up to Traverse City quite a bit, that area, right, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and where do you go?
I end up at Walloon Lake.
Beautiful lake.
It's one of my favorite places on earth.
How about a big shout out to anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. I got my 98 and a half year old mother.
Amazing woman.
The world's best fisherman at that age.
I love Mrs. Devine. Big shout out to Mrs. Devine. No doubt about it. She's a great lady. Hey, we have to go to break. When we come back from break, we'll continue talking to attorney John Devine right after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting in a green field in the middle of the Mitten, coming back strong with Mandatory Metallica all day long in the Todd L. Levitt Law Brain here, Halo on Fire. You know, I'm real happy about this album. Halo on Fire is a great track together with some of their other tracks. Wasn't so happy about the last couple albums they put out. I'm an old, you know, I'm 52, John. I go back to the 80s. I started out rocking with AC/DC, Led Zeppelin. Last week I was playing, what was I playing? The Zombies on the show. Each and every week I pick different music. And then Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle on 98.5 is my producer. And he does a great job of editing the show. Today I had Mandatory Metallica. The listeners are just rocking it and socking it, turning it and burning it with the Todd L. Levitt Law Show here. We're talking to attorney John Devine from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I feel John is literally the top, one of the top trial attorneys in the state of Michigan specializing. You do criminal, as I do.
Yes.
You do very well known in the oil and gas industry.
one of the reasons that that's interesting to me, when I do go back and forth to Walloon Lake with my mother, we go through Gaylord, Mishaway, 75 runs right over Mishaway. When I was practicing oil and gas law at one time, some of my clients paid me with an interest in their minerals. And to this day, I still get checks in the mail for royalty. And I always tell my mother, when we're driving over the Mishaway golf course, that's where the mail comes from.
You know, I didn't get so lucky. On my property, I live out in the middle of nowhere. I have nothing but clay. I mean, John, look, I paid attention in school, you know, to geology. So I know below the clay, there's other layers down there.
Something else.
But I'm just saying, I'm on top of clay today. And I'm not happy because when I came to the studio and stopped off at that gas station, to me, stopping off at a gas station is a moment of reflection that you hardly get anymore anywhere. And I'm pumping the gas this morning, and out of nowhere comes this lady hollering, and it was one of the Kardashians on the streaming video on the gas pump. What happened to buy one coffee, get half off, or a bag of Doritos? I can't take all this sensory overload anymore, John.
Well, I know what you mean.
It's enough.
Certainly aggravating.
Enough is enough. So oil and gas, some people don't realize this, but Michigan's a huge oil and gas state.
Has been. Of course, there's been a boom, but every now and then there's a resurgent. Comes and goes in cycles, but it was very profitable, and certainly your listeners in the Traverse City, Gaylord, Kalkaska area, they well know what a boom it was back in the 80s.
What kind of real estate issues have you handled and handle?
Well, I did a little bit of personal involvement, actually. I developed a condominium development in Mount Pleasant, a site condominium over a course of time. I've developed a couple of real estate subdivisions. And then obviously real estate was involved in building the homes for the developmentally disabled, which turned into quite a small empire.
The Divine House.
Right.
But you will handle, if somebody has a real estate issue, if somebody has a property dispute or they're purchasing a piece of property, you handle those cases?
Absolutely. Buying, selling, easements, trespass, title, all of those things.
And you do corporate work? You've handled corporate work? Small, medium, large corporations?
Sure.
Family law?
Absolutely.
Okay. And criminal defense. John's number is 989-773-3333. You'll be hearing from John throughout the upcoming months. He'll be back on the show. And if you missed the first or the second segment, John had a story in regards to representing a rabbit club, a hobby club. Arba's? ARBA?
Well, it was the American Mini Lap Rabbit Club.
Okay.
Under the auspices of the National American Rabbit Breeders Association.
That's outstanding. Hey, I promised the listeners during the first couple segments that I would give them an update on the townships in the state of Michigan who are opting in or not opting in at all into the Licensing Facilities Act. And as of April 2nd, more and more townships are coming aboard. Michigan State University, a couple weeks back, had a seminar in Traverse City for all the local townships, and a lot of the townships were there and represented, and there was an awareness that was presented, the positive aspects of allowing licenses in your community and providing medicinal aspects to patients throughout their communities, which is needed. So the townships are coming aboard. If you are interested in obtaining a license, the first thing you need to do is see if you have a friendly township, attend a meeting, contact a supervisor. Most of these townships have had meetings with the Township Municipal Association. Have you ever heard of the TMA, John?
I have not.
Yeah, there's something called the TMA. Not TNA.
That I've heard.
TMA. But they're coming aboard, and I'm on the canna. Just like the deadliest catch is on a crab, Attorney Todd L. Levitt is on a canna. Also, here's the issue, though, John. Everybody wants to grow. They want a license to cultivate as the laws have changed in Michigan and across the country. But in Michigan, there are only so many medical marijuana card holders to go around. So you have, let's say you have 10 people that want to grow, one that wants to own a dispensary, and let's say 20 card holders. My point being is all these grow, well, there's not going to be enough brick and mortars, and the state is going to regulate how often a card holder can go into a dispensary on a daily basis, how much they're going to spend, how much they're going to purchase. These people are not going to be allowed to dispensary hop.
Sure.
So if you're going to grow, you should also try to open a dispensary. So you manufacture and then you retail it. They go together. And those licenses, you can obtain a license to cultivate, to process, and to dispense. So my recommendation is think about that. And if you need look, I've been referring people to my good friend Mike Camorn downstate. He's a great attorney, and he does a lot of cannabis law. So call Mike Camorn. Let's get back to John Devine. We have some time left here on the Todd Levitt Law Show. John, we were talking about the Devine House. We talked about rabbits earlier. You're a trial attorney. Not every attorney. I've gone to trial. I'm a trial attorney. But you go to trial, and you've been to trial a lot. How long have you been practicing?
I knew if you're going to ask me that, I might have to blow up the ship here. But I'm in my 40th year.
You look great. No, you look amazing. Wow. 40 years. That experience is invaluable.
Well, one of the reasons I think that I haven't burned out like you did after a few years is because I've sort of run my practice in periods. I specialized in personal injury, grew up on it in the Detroit area. Then when I came here, there was an oil and gas boom. Then I got involved in real estate and did the condominiums. Then I got involved, frankly, most recently, I've been involved in some enrollment law at the tribe, which is a big business as well.
That's another thing. If there's someone out there that's a tribal member and has enrollment issues, that's right. You specialize in enrollment issues. What are some of those issues?
Well, it's today, once again, money has become the issue because some of the tribal members are trying to ward off people who want to become a member with bows and arrows.
Because we're not going to mention any specific tribe, but some of these Native American tribes receive what's called per cap.
Right. It's an annual stipend. It's a significant amount of money. And you are paid that simply because you have enough blood quantum to be classified as a member. And it's become a complicated and a big issue. And rightfully, people who want to get into the tribe have been trying, and it's like getting a camel through the eye of a needle lately.
Wow. And if you're a listener, know somebody that has one of those tribal issues or any of the other issues I mentioned in regards to what Mr. Devine does, call John Devine, attorney at law, 989-773-3333. John, I had a great time having you on the show today.
Todd, it's an excellent, excellent, excellent show. I'm glad to be a part of the first wider broadcasted show. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right, John. In fact, do you want to announce the new stations we're on here this morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Black Diamond Group broadcasting mothership?
Right out of the mothership. You're on Rock 105 and 95.5 across northern Michigan to the bridge and beyond.
You got that right. All us trolls are listening to the show together with all our friends. And some of the people in the UP call it the state of Superior up there. I could see that.
Absolutely.
I could see that.
That's one of your favorite places.
I love going over the bridge. Not on windy days, though. I don't like pulling sleds over the bridge or my fishing gear on a windy day over that bridge. How about you? You love the UP?
I do, absolutely. What do you like? The two spots the best up in the UP. Give me two.
Good
spots.
Question. Okay. I like to go in the backcountry. I like Lake in the Clouds to the far west.
Absolutely.
I like to go up to Houghton Hancock and shred the Copper Harbor single track trails.
You know, I was thinking of you this weekend because I got out my Atlas because Powers North Central won the Class D Boys Basketball Championship for the third year in a row, their 83rd victory in a row.
What?
Unbelievable accomplishment. I found them right over by the Wisconsin line.
I thought you were saying Flint Powers.
Powers North Central, a tiny community.
In the UP.
In the western UP.
Wow. Hey, that's unbelievable. John, again, thank you so much for being on the show. Give out your phone number one more time if you want to reach Attorney John Devine, which I highly recommend if you're listening to this show. And is this a solicitation? So be it. Give out your number, John.
Todd's a good friend. 989-773-3333 in Mount Pleasant. Thanks again for having me on, Todd.
I want to thank all the sponsors of the show who allow me to bring you information and entertainment with special guests such as Mr. Devine, who will be back on the show. Big thanks to the Black Diamond Broadcasting Group, Norm and Mike, allowing me to be here on Rock 105, 95.5, and 98.5, my home ship, WUPS. I want everybody out there to be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious. I always say, John, that if you think positive and you're enthusiastic, it will cause positive things to happen around you. Positive actions cause positive reactions.
No question about it.
And then positive things will happen. People will want to surround themselves around you. Doors will open. You can walk through. It's never too soon to reinvent yourself. Do not let people pull your strings. When you're down, there's only one place to go, and that is up. I'll be back same time, same place next week, 8 a.m. new time to 9 a.m. It's the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean. It's a free podcast. I'm looking for Metallica to take us out. I'm not just a litigator. I'll see you next week, folks. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, and Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing.